producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's a Veterans Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, honoring those who have served and defended and stood for something, hopefully the right thing. That would be the Constitution for these United States. You've heard of it? Yeah, I know. Welcome, my friends. And, of course, we're going to open the show with a story about our veterans and how to help them as well. Super Don, you in tow? You with me?
I am here, and that was actually the theme, I guess, the anthem, I guess, is what you would call it.
Yeah.
The United States Army.
Yeah, and we do have two folks that we know of, at least, that are directly connected to Army, veteran. That would be Dr. Rashid Bittar, who does advanced medicine with us every Monday, and our millennial assistant producer, Op-Ed. I don't know if we'll hear from him tonight, but he's working on the notes to get you posted up there at robertscottbell.com. So saluting y'all and appreciating y'all. And, of course, appreciating the ones that especially that have awakened to recognize that, as we know, there is a legitimate need to defend this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. But we recognize those enemies come in very strange shapes, sizes, and ghostly images, sometimes from within the government. That's why they say foreign and domestic. It's not we the people that are the enemy. It is, in fact, a government that has been taken over by entities that are not bound by an oath to the Constitution, who may pay lip service to it. That would include the present administration and maybe a number of previous ones as well, who have sold out our country and our troops and sent them into places that they didn't belong. But, of course, when they come back, we owe them so much, in particular the care for their wounds, their injuries, their post-traumatic stress disorders, as we're finding out more and more suffering with that. And we open with a story about the White House seeking. By the way, TMB is going to join us as well. Of course, it's Outside the Box Hump Day. We've got an Outside the Box story to open up, but somebody just doesn't get outside the box like TMB and RSV do. And Super D does. We're going to get there. White House seeks to ease veterans' access to care.
Now, you know what? We got to stop right there with the headline.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. White House seeks to ease veterans' access to care. That would imply that there's something that they have to ease. Why are they having to ease anything when it comes to veterans' access to care?
It's a good question. How many obstacles have been laid in the way of our veterans who have come back, who are injured, who are wounded, who are not only emotionally distraught from PTSD, but even toxicologically overwhelmed by vaccines that they've been experimented on, or munitions exploded in the battlefield itself, in the theater of war? We've even covered stories of the open pit burning waste sites. Remember those stories where these troops are being exposed to toxic burning pits of gas and pollutants? It's just horrific. And so if the White House is seeking to ease veterans' access to care, the question is, why was their access to care made difficult or nearly impossible? So the Obama administration just today says it's calling on Congress to enact measures to help military veterans gain easier access to health care, disability, and educational benefits, part of a push to spotlight its effort to improve the way the government treats veterans after a scandal at the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA scandal. Always in, let's say, a retrospective perspective. In other words, we didn't want to do it before, but now that we've been caught with this scandal at the VA, we might have to issue something now on Veterans Day. Politics, anyone? I mean, why wasn't this done immediately after the scandal surfaced? We waited till Veterans Day to suddenly, Obama says, urging Congress to make it easier for veterans. Now, the ease that they're talking about is certainly different than an ease I would talk about and that you would talk about. And that would be an access to all forms of healing, even and especially those forms of healing unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration, that many doctors within the VA system and nurses as well would be more than willing to support, because they know that their limited treatments in terms of drugging these troops out of their minds for emotional, mental, psychiatric, toxicological disorders, all in the realm under the umbrella of PTSD. Now, there are good people working very diligently and hard within and outside the government. I know that. I'm not going to deny that, to try and figure out ways to help the troops with PTSD. But there are many obstacles to cure. And the obstacles to cure are not the soldiers, not the troops, not the veterans, but many of the obstacles to cure, in fact, the vast majority of them, are in what Jonathan E. Moore calls the bureaucratic oligarchy. The shadow government, the government that doesn't operate via the Constitution, but basically is the gatekeeper that prevents the access to the things that would actually not, well, talk about ease of access, but would actually ease the pain of those who are suffering so. Even the stories we covered yesterday about the, let's say, movement, Congress wants to make it easier for the VA to allow the veterans to access cannabis, but only in those states that have made it legal, because Congress certainly wouldn't want to overturn the executive branch and exercise its authority to tell the executive branch and the president to pound sand on the Schedule One of marijuana. No, that would mean overturning the bureaucratic oligarchy. That would mean superseding the executive branch in violation of separation of powers. The executive branch basically is judge, jury, and executioner on all things related to medicine. And so they have the last word to say, no, we're not going to allow that. We won't let that holistic therapy in the VA. Not going to happen. That might upset our pharmaceutical paymasters. So what is it in this article, Superdoc? Do you see anything that we can laud President Obama on in terms of making access to health care easier for our veterans? Is there anything that I'm overlooking here that I should be reverent in some way to the Obama administration in its support of veterans?
Yeah, I don't see anything in there opening the gate to maybe alternative health care or other. No, I'm not. I mean, look, obviously he timed this with Veterans Day, so you know we've got a good photo op going on and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, is he doing things that will help them eventually, maybe a little bit? I suppose. I mean, there's some things in this move that he's making here to help with homelessness and help with. But, you know, obviously, we always look for trying to deal with the underlying cause of things, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know.
Nothing there.
I mean,
nothing there.
You can look, you know, kind of, you know, look at the silver lining there, which, you know, I try to do sometimes.
Well, we're trying. But, that's why I asked you. Is there a silver lining? I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
Not
well,
really.
Listen, you know what? I mean, are some veterans going to benefit from this in some way? Yeah. It's just really hard to overlook the fact that we have been covering stories about how the vets have been abused. They've been neglected. I mean, this has been an epidemic that's been going on for years and years. I mean, just going back war after war. So it's nice that somebody's saying something And then hopefully it'll do some good at this point. But come on, guys.
Damn it, Superdome. I want more than lip service. I want them to do so. Open up the floodgates of healing for these veterans. And we find that it's happening in the private sector. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Super Don, Robert Scott Bell is going to the private sector. Oh, man.
Free market principles.
Right. Yeah. U.S. veterans, listen to this story. This is a good news story, actually, on Veterans Day related to PTSD. U.S. veterans find combat-related stress relief in holistic medicine retreat. This is a good news scenario. At this place called Boulder Crest Retreat in Bluemont, Virginia, they're using holistic medicine to help form bonds among veterans with combat-related stress, and they're actually doing something without waiting for permission. See, the solution isn't for even a Republican president to be elected and then all things will open, the heavens will open up, and suddenly cannabis will be available to the troops. You know, we talked about CBD yesterday with Stuart Tomp. That alone, which is legal in all 50 states, could be utilized right away, but there's no support for that. There's no support for selenium. There's no support for real, genuine detoxification protocols. In this group, they're actually learning meditation. They're actually learning to breathe deeply, utilizing music, non-toxic therapies. I mean, why, you know, as much as I speak out against sending troops into harm's way when it's not constitutional, let's deal with the folks that wherever they've been, however they've been sent there, they are owed care, real care. Not drug care, but real care that can be holistically putting the soldiers, as if they are Humpty Dumpties, to some degree shattered emotionally, mentally, physically. Maybe, yes, even spiritually from the things that they've seen and done. To bring them back into that holistic recovery that the VA is not evidently capable. Maybe they're capable. Maybe. They brought the right people in, but they are prohibited from doing because it's not the standard of care. The standard of care is so substandard that it's amazing to me that anybody allows their kids to sign up for military service. I know that might be a sacrilegious thing to say on Veterans Day, but you have to acknowledge that since World War II, Congress has not declared a war constitutionally. And many times our soldiers have been sent under United Nations Charter to go in and do peacekeeping missions, things like that. That I don't think it does a service to our troops or those who wish to defend and put their lives on the line to defend the Constitution, the people, for these United States. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to answer some questions of the day. If you have a comment or question on Veterans Day, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Chris Barr is back. We've got great questions we're going to answer together.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
But it is Veterans Day. Let's hit that next song. Shout out to all our Coast Guard veterans and some active duty. My niece is Rachel. She's in the Coast Guard right now. Also, Coast Guard Corey. We appreciate you all. Right. Keeping the borders on the ocean safe, hopefully. And with that, also keeping us safe nutritionally. Nutritional historian. He's not a doc. He's better. His name, Christopher Barr, and he's back with us now. Chris.
Hey, great to be back, Robert. Always love to be on.
Well, I love having you on, and we do have some things to do. It's been a while. I know how busy you are running around and helping folks to get well, teaching everywhere you go. And, you know, this is the time where we get questions coming in through the website. Sometimes they call in and leave us messages. Sometimes they write them down and send them on through, and that's what we got now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So, for my good buddy Christopher Barr, he's going to help me do some questions of the day today. The first one's going to start out talking liver. This is from Lorraine. It says, hey, Dr. Bell, I'm concerned about my blood results. My liver enzymes are the highest they have been in 22 years. My ALT is 67. My AST, 57. For many years, they hovered around normal, and now they are escalating. I've tried a few coffee enemas. I eat organic. I take 200 to 300 micrograms of selenium. Innate response. So she does listen, Chris, at least, but we're going to get to that. I take One World Whey, silicon, D3, and chlorella daily, but my numbers are not improving.
Any other words of wisdom? I'm petrified of cirrhosis or liver failure from Hep C. And I know your thoughts about the Hep C virus or lack thereof, but please help. Quite frankly, I'm very scared, and conventional medicine is out of the question for me as I have no faith in it. I recently ordered carnivore, but I haven't started yet. God bless. Well, God bless you too, Lorraine, and thank you for asking the question. Christopher, I already see some hot-button topics here to help her out.
Well, she's doing a lot of good things, but she has a specific issue that needs to be addressed specifically. When you're talking about selenium, she's getting the right form. That's great. And 200 or 300 micrograms a day, well, frankly, when you do the research, 200 micrograms a day is the minimum amount that healthy people should take just to stay healthy. 400 micrograms a day was established almost 40 years ago by the experts in the field as an optimum amount. That means not just to keep from getting sick, but to stay strong and vital. So 200 to 300 micrograms a day is not even reaching to the optimum level. So she has a specific liver issue, of which selenium is a liver-specific nutrient. But number one, she's just simply not getting enough. And I mean, she's doing a lot of other good things, and that's great for general purposes, but she needs to at least double the selenium she's taking. And then add chromium from innate response. 100 micrograms three times a day is normally what I have people do, but when there's a liver issue, do it four times a day, morning, noon, evening, bedtime. That is also a liver-specific nutrient. And then there is one of my favorite items on the whole planet, CanGest tea. There is nothing on this planet that is better for the liver than CanGest tea. And it soothes, gently cleanses, nourishes, and heals the liver. It's nine different herbs, and they're actually pre-made, so it's literally instant tea. You just use a level teaspoon. That's important because I think the container says a quarter teaspoon, and that's just not enough for serious issues. So a level teaspoon in some warm water four times a day, morning, noon, evening, bedtime. That, all by itself, over a period of weeks to months, will straighten out the enzymes, probably in weeks. But with chromium and selenium at the proper amounts, yeah, she'll get that in order in no time at all.
Yeah, so, you know, there are like 100,000 ways to support the liver. What you're sharing and what I share here, what we do, tries to, let's say, it doesn't try, it actually does. It shortcuts the things that might take a lot longer for recovery. But taking not only the right things, but in the right amount and the right frequency, we're going to review some more of these things for you, Lorraine, when we come back. Or anybody dealing with a little bit of liver congestion to something as severe as what she's telling us here. And then we're going to talk connective tissue disorders and how to correct them. After this break, Chris Barr is my guest. We're coming right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, cranking it up on Veterans Day. Now it's time to honor our naval veterans. Go Navy, shall we? Yes, let's. I told you it was not in the Navy.
Super Don.
No,
is
no
like,
village people.
No, it was not by the village. That was Anchors Away. Remember Anchors Away? Of course. And Christopher Barr, a good friend, not a doc. He's awesome. And he's a great nutritional historian doing such good work. And we talk about whole food nutrition. And he's been doing it for a long, long time. And I'm just glad we got him back to do it on Veterans Day, because the veterans, as anybody, but need this whole food nutrition as much or more than anybody else. And, of course, that also not being made available by the Veterans Administration hospital system, not surprisingly, of course. Chris, we were just talking about, you know, someone, Lorraine, who had asked about a liver issue. She's not sure if it's Hep C or not. But regardless, you know, from mild to severe, one of the points you made is she was taking a lot of good things. And by the way, you can get a lot of the whole food nutrition we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from our good friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. ChooseToBeHealthy.com, because not every health food store carries the whole food nutrition that we like, that we utilize. Now, if they do, we're happy. We want you to get it. We love the mom-and-pop independent stores, but all one-stop shopping to get your whole food nutrition, Jonathan has it, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Again, make the distinction, Chris, between she was doing 200 to 300 micrograms of selenium, which you said that's a baseline if you're healthy, but really ratcheting it up to levels that, as we've talked about many times over the years, that frighten people that don't know the difference between synthetic isolates and other forms of selenium versus this true 100% whole food form.
Well, 400 micrograms daily was identified by Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, the late Dr. Gerhard Schrauser. We just lost him the end of last year. 40 years ago, it's 400 micrograms daily. You know, the Japanese diet, in their food, they get almost 400 on average. The peak of a Japanese traditional diet is almost 600 micrograms a day. So, you know, 200 to 300 is not even halfway there. And that's a lot more than most Americans get, and that's good. But if you have a crisis or a problem issue, yeah, you mm-hmm. definitely need more than that. And so with liver issues, like hepatitis you mentioned, CanGest is amazing. It will wipe out hepatitis A or B all by itself, although you can accelerate the success by adding the chromium and selenium that are liver-specific nutrients. And when it comes to Hep C, well, then CanGest does need the selenium and chromium, not just to accelerate, but Hep C can be knocked out in a matter of months without all of the side effects that all the treatment programs have. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to be, you know, laid up in bed. You can function as a normal person feeling good by using a CanGest tea four times a day, and each time you take it, take one chromium and take two to three or four even of selenium four times a day. And it's just liver support. I mean, that's how selenium was discovered by the U.S. government at the National Institutes of Health to be an essential nutrient. It was in liver studies. And 2 years later, the same thing for chromium was discovered to be essential for life in liver studies. So this is almost 60-year-old information now that's hardly known by people in the nutrition field, let alone the medical field, and yet it's well documented.
Well, it's always about the latest, greatest, sexiest new supplement. You know how marketing is and companies trying to do that, and we're not that way. We're about what works. And listen, there are other things that can help. We know, for instance, the silver hydrosol we utilize can stop viral replication if indeed that's a case, an issue. We also know that the doctors, even if they're starting to integrate things like the silver instead of toxic drugs, they also need to be informed about the role of selenium in the appropriate forms as well, so they can mitigate, you know, some of the things that they call a die-off or a Herxheimer response, because the debris field, when your immune system really kicks into gear and takes out the so-called bad guys, they have to be removed from the body. And if you don't take care for the liver, the kidneys, the congestion that is there, you'll end up circulating and recirculating this, and you'll feel rotten, and that's a missing component in recovery, I believe.
Yes, and that's the part of the beauty of the chromium and selenium, which are necessary adjuncts for nourishment and support. Selenium's a great detoxing agent, and that's why the glutathione people who, you know, are always talking about glutathione, glutathione's almost worthless. without selenium. It's the glutathione enzyme systems, all of which are heavily selenium dependent. That's what does the detox. It's the selenium component. So yes, the glutathione's good as a base starting point, but it's not actually doing anything without selenium.
Yeah, so if you're taking in any form glutathione or even intravenous or even nebulizing it, you want to make sure you have selenium, especially those of you taking NAC. They call that N-acetylcysteine, which is like a precursor. If you don't have the selenium adequate, it's not going to work the way it's designed to work. Now, you can do Ayurvedic herbs. There are medicinal North American, Native American herbs. There are many things that modulate and help the liver. A lot of these things are, you know, I believe they're related to some of the things in CanGest because it's quite a profound formula that's been doing good work for decades. It's just like not the sexiest, latest product that people go, oh, that says all the things that we want it to say. But it's an old standard that still works just as well as it ever had.
Yes, and I love the way you put the historical context on the latest, greatest. You know, that's the story of selenium. You know, sodium selenite had some effectiveness but had toxicity issues, although that's exaggerated. So they came up with, instead of using whole food selenium that was developed by the scientist who discovered the essentiality of selenium back in the 50s, instead of using the one that he found worked, they came up with selenomethionine, which is actually the weakest antioxidant of all the selenium forms, and that's the power of selenium, is its antioxidant activity. So that hasn't done much of anything, although it's still a big seller because of marketing. So now they have the new darling, selenomethylcysteine, you know, which, you know, it's got cysteine in there, but still it's a pharmaceutical, it's a man-made component. It still doesn't work like the whole food selenium. In fact, it's not even close. So they keep coming up with the latest, greatest, rather than just going with what actually is documented, what actually works astoundingly well, and independent researchers have verified it.
Well, we're a fidgety people. We never like to say it. We can use the same old, but we're discovering, of course, the things that are old are new again. We shouldn't have ever abandoned them. But, you know, that's a kind of repeated in history. We're going to keep bringing this message out. Now, I've got another question of the day here, Chris. You up for it?
Sure.
Okay, this one comes from Steve. He says, hi, Robert. I'm curious about someone taking silica from Alta, of course, that has Marfan syndrome. Marfan is a genetic issue and affects the connective tissue throughout the body, and I'm wondering, is this a good option? Marfan also affects the aorta and usually enlarges it. I'm not sure if taking magnesium would also help with that issue. Any comments on the show would be greatly appreciated. And by the way, you have changed mine and many people I know's lives. Thank you so much, and keep up the awesome work. Thank you. Steve, thank you for that. And, of course, thank you to Chris Barr for helping us all out, too, in that. Okay, silica for Marfan. Appropriate?
Absolutely appropriate. And magnesium also, because part of Marfan is extracellular growth. It's kind of a non-cancerous cancer-type situation. You have much more cellular growth going and of connective tissue, which is silicon-required, intensive. So people don't have enough silicon as it is, and when they have a condition where they're creating more connective tissue, and it's weak because they don't have enough of what's necessary to support it anyway. Plus, Marfan syndrome is specifically a mutation on chromosome 15. Well, chromium protects or actually maintains genetic integrity, and selenium protects on genetic damage. Plus, chromium feeds the heart, which is weak because of accelerated growth. Again, because of a lack of the nutrients necessary to support it, and selenium protects the aorta, all the areas of Marfan syndrome. So it's really silicon. Yes, absolutely, it's a collagen issue. Of course, silicon is helpful with that, but also selenium and chromium, and yes, magnesium, because again, you have greater growth, more extensive growth that's unsupported by the nutrients that are necessary. So when you have more aorta, more heart tissue, yes, you need more magnesium to offset that. And, you know, it's interesting. If you look at Marfan syndrome, there are several things that go along with Marfan syndrome, including early cataracts. Well, that's because it's cataracts are a selenium deficiency. Again, you're using up what little selenium most people have because of this extracellular aortic and growth. Osteoarthritis, yes, because that's a silicon deficiency. I mean, when you look at the things associated with Marfan, it just paints a picture of, yes, you have an accelerated need for not just silicon, but chromium and selenium because of the genetic factors involved and because of the extra cardiovascular tissue, and yes, magnesium to help and feed those extra tissues that are being created weekly, and then support those tissues to give some strength to them.
Chris, we got about a minute left, and I think that the silicon challenge sounds like it's appropriate here, where we're taking three of the Alta Silica tablets four times daily to really load up.
Yes, that's normally a loading dose for 3 weeks, but in Marfan syndrome, that would probably be, well, not probably, that would be something to use long term. I mean, I have people that don't have problems that severe, that just have, you know, joint issues, that are very hard working, like loggers that are 12 hours a day, so that when they drop down to eight or four a day, they hurt less than they used to, but when they take 12 a day, they don't hurt at all. So they started with the loading dose and then realized, well, we should just stick with this because we don't hurt when we take this amount. So when the body has a need, like Marfan syndrome, yeah, it should be long-term.
Connective tissue integrity, my friends. Chris Barr is helping us maintain it and regain it. Thank you, Chris. Remember, Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. He's there. Call him up. Leave him a message, 866-424-1077. Say, I need the chromium. I need the silica. I need the selenium. I need the magnesium. I need the Alta Cangest. And I need the Alta Silica. Yeah, all of it. Call him now. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Veterans Day shout out to our friends in the Air Force coming on in just a moment. Great God to get gratitude, as we say, to our veterans serving as the immune system for this great nation. May it last. May it be restored, if it can be possible. Of course, points that were made in the debate last night. Rand Paul taking on Rubio, the chicken hawk. I know this is probably politically incorrect to say it, but I will. The point that Rand Paul made is not that we want a weak America; it's that we want one that's not bankrupt. Because how are you going to defend yourself when you can't pay for your Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard? I think that's an important question to ask. And I think at least this time, this cycle, Rand Paul was not booed for pointing that out like his dad, Ron Paul, when he pointed that out some years ago. So we're making some progress here. You want to be able to pay for your defense? You can't be doing it from bankruptcy court. That's the only point. All right, health healing. We talk about health and healing bankruptcy. How about bankruptcy of another type, Super Don? The bankruptcy of a bad headline. This story is what we call great moments in bad headlines. I'm gonna read this headline, and you're just gonna say that's just not right. Okay. All right, this is not my headline. This is on mental health on Fox News health website, published by the Wall Street Journal originally. Headline reads: having an opposite sex sibling may improve your romantic relationship.
When you live in Kentucky.
Oh, no, that's not
Isn't
right.
Is that what it says?
No, it does not say that. Don't add that. That's
mean. Oh, no. No. In all seriousness, when I saw this headline earlier today as I was doing the prep for the show, mm-hmm. I had to take a double take And I was like, really? I mean, whoever put this headline together either A, was extremely naive and doesn't have a sense of humor, or B, wanted a bunch of people to be using a bunch of one-liners for the rest of the day after they saw it.
Yeah, well, this is definitely a Jeff Foxworthy moment. You might be a redneck if your family tree doesn't branch, right? I mean, that's where this one's going. I can't believe having an opposite-sex sibling may improve your romantic relationship. Now, we know that's not what they mean, you know, in the way that they said it. But I guess my sense of this is that you have the siblings of opposite sex, you have a sense of how to interact more, perhaps. You can learn a little bit more, but not in that way, is my point, I think, that they're not making well with that headline.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, no, don't go there. There's research at Pennsylvania State University analyzed data from annual interviews over 5 years with 373 first and second-born children from 190 families participating in a larger study. The siblings were 4 years apart in age or less and ranged from 12 to 20 years old. At each interview, siblings were asked about their perceived romantic competence. For example, if they felt they would be fun and interesting on a date and if others would find them attractive. They didn't even assess sexual behavior. See, that's where the headline goes. But they didn't even assess it, so who knows? Just romantic.
So what you're saying is the headline should have read that if they have a cousin of the opposite sex, then they're romantic. No?
Where are you going? Bad producer. Not so. Oh, my God.
First cousin?
Yeah. Right. No? Okay. All right. That's enough. All right. No? Back to saluting the veterans. Coming back to the first segment again. If we want to support our veterans, we cannot wait for the executive branch to do the right thing. Even as Obama said, oh, we're going to ease. No, they're not easing anything. Going to a story like we covered earlier in the hour, where in the private sector, they've set up holistic health retreats. We have talked about detoxifying our veterans. We've talked about doing, you know, selenium. We've talked about utilizing cannabidiol, CBD from the industrial hemp plant. I'm thinking, there's no downside to this. Even if it doesn't work as well as you'd like it to, because I'll be honest, I mean, there may be times where the THC variety, if you will, of cannabis is going to be helpful. But in many cases, we've seen the neuroprotective and neuroregenerative impact of CBD. So if you want to do something nice for a veteran who especially has suffered with any form of PTSD, mild to severe, give it a go. Give our friends at Cannavest a shout out, cannavest.com. And RSB15 will get you 15% off any of the products to help them out. That'd be a nice care package for a veteran. All right, next hour, TMB joins us. We're going to go outside the box, and our first story goes outside the box in reversing cancer, but in a very strange way that scientists, they just don't get it. They just don't get it. But we do here, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.